all of you had incredibly successful careers before going to the bench. And so now that you're on the bench, I want you to tell us something that you did as a trial lawyer that now that you're on the bench, you would never do now that you've seen us from the other side. And we'll change out the order here. I'm going to start with Judge Lay.
Telling you all the things I did wrong would take more time than you have, so I'll focus on one that might be most helpful. Earlier in my career as a trial lawyer, I tended to approach every judge and every witness with the same mindset, which was somewhat aggressive, and I assumed too much of many of the judges I appeared before. I assumed that they were fully familiar with the law and fully familiar with all of my arguments, and didn't reflect that a lot of judges have different dockets, especially if you're in state court. The judges have huge, crushing dockets, and many do not have law clerks to help. Even in federal court, judges have different size of dockets to shepherd over. They have different interests. You may have appeared before a judge who's knowledgeable in maritime law, or one who, like me, who had no experience with maritime law in private practice. Some judges have different ways of addressing motions. Some will read the briefs and argue and think about the arguments and be prepared to ask you a lot of questions. They don't really want to have you start from the Judiciary Act of 1789 and bring it forward. They want you to be prepared to answer questions. Other judges want to get the full flavor of the case and want you to be prepared to really start from the beginning and put the legal issues in perspective.